Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to David Arnett Cherry and Hummingbird Organic Nation Listening Club. You know, you have to dig it to dig it.
Wow. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. It looks like we started off with jazz. I wasn't expecting that one. That one was thrown in on me.
I got some other stuff, but it's summer madness. Cool in the game. And so I said it's like, you know, summertime is like hot heat. Everybody go crazy, especially here in Portland.
Yeah.
So I thought it was summer madness was a good thing to start off, and we, you know, got you the hummingbird here, and we got Jazz Man. Maybe says a little stuff.
Yeah,
he's been doing some music stuff, so we're gonna hear what he has to say. So it's an exciting morning. It's beautiful, you know. You know, I'm thank God. I just thank God that he got us up to be able to, you know, to share music and words and conversation. It's really nice to have the opportunity, you know. And I know it's hot in Dallas, huh?
Well, I don't know.
Hello?
If you said. It's probably warm this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's probably warm, a little warm this morning, but I haven't been out yet. So. It's supposed to be warm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's both.
So what is Hummingbird thinking about this morning? What you have to throw out there to it this morning? You know,
I'm not very sure this morning. This morning I'm a little melancholy. You know, you're going through like a schizophrenic thing. We had the story of Juneteenth last week, of course, and it was about independence and what we figured independence was and when did we get ours. But I was, you know, I was talking to my grandkids about the social media thing and all of the information that they are flooded with. And it was amazing what your young kids will know about the social media and YouTube and the things that they like to go on. So since we have Jasmine here this morning, and he said he wanted to talk to us today, I want him to give me a blow. I want him to give me a story on the fact of what he likes about the YouTube. He's 8 years old, mind you. And I want to know what's the fascination about the internet and YouTube and why he likes to be on it all the time. He has a 2-year-old sister. Two. She talks a little bit, you know, she's got her language going. She talks well for a 2-year-old. But she knows how to go to every social media thing and go on, watch YouTube. But she's 2. Technology is advancing our children faster than we probably would want them to do. It's information technology, even though we call it social media. It's information technology. It's information from everywhere. The people they will be able to get in touch with that we were not even be able to think about even seeing, they're able to get in touch with them by having a phone or a lap or a computer or a tablet. All they have to do is log on. So I want to ask an 8-year-old that's sitting here with me, what is the fascination of being on YouTube? What's your thing? What's your take on that? I got to ask you.
Well, on YouTube, you can watch shows or other things.
What you mean shows? Or what is the other thing?
Like, watch Teen Titans Go or...
So where else can you go? Can you go anywhere on the YouTube? You can see anything you like, okay? Even when it's not good, huh?
Hmm?
Even when it's not good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm asking.
Yes.
Are you able to go into that, too?
No.
You're not able to go into that?
No.
Or you just don't go into that?
No.
You don't go into anything else besides the cartoons and what else? Because I think you had a cartoon. He had a SpongeBob. Listen to me. We were riding in the car, and I was hearing the SpongeBob song. It was crazy, and every time I hit it, I was like, So they had changed what SpongeBob was, and that's what I'm saying about the information technology. And he was much younger than he is now. But he was able to go in there and do it. He likes YouTube. He likes going on, but he does go look at old things like Michael Jackson. I like the fact he loves NWA, Ice Cube. He loves those things. I'm just wondering, is this too much information too fast? Are we growing up a generation that we're not going to be able to control because, number one, we're not as savvy on these technical things. We give up. They can go fly through it at the age of two, go and get into places I can't even think about going into online, on the internet. They were because I don't even know how to, I mean, my mind don't work that way. They have an infinite mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, their mind is sponges, so they're growing. So their things will, they're sparking. Well, we done topped our peak. We're right there already.
Oh, yeah.
We have to push and trial and make ourselves sit and, okay, we got to sit and do this. So are we going into a generation that will be technically savvy but an idiot everywhere else? Will they be able to function?
That's a good question. That's a good question. A very good question. I mean, when I was coming up, and I just out of my experience, and I talked to a musician friend of mine that we came up through the technology, right? And then, I mean, but this was like maybe 10 or 15, 20 years ago. We said, dang, it was like we went through the foundation of it. And so we knew how to just go ahead and say, wow, we can do this now. We can do this like now. And then the young people was trying to figure out what this is. But now they're there because it's just part of the culture, very part of the culture. So you get like the jazz man on there. He can go where he wants to go, and he knows how to do it, you know. And because it's something about this culture today that they just get it really fast.
Exactly.
You know, because of how it's right available to them. But you know, we have to figure out stuff. And that was the whole thing. We had to figure out, how are you going to do this? So you almost became a programmer and this and like that. But now you can just go there and you said automatically, I can go to YouTube. And when we had to go to the library and find videos and records
Facebook.
And stuff like that.
All over the place. Absolutely. They have the access to everything. They have access even to people that we never would have met. They can go on Facebook.
Yeah.
My grandbaby has I have a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, and they got Facebook pages, you know. And I'm one of those grandmothers that likes to prowl. So I'll go and look and see what's going on, but there are so many behind-the-scenes things that can be happening that I'm looking at what she's publicly putting out. But in Messenger, where it's privately done, I don't know what's happening. So it is because I don't have the access to her account like that because I don't have the password and that. So it's just, are we designing something we're going to regret later? Because we are allowing all of this access. And then I thought about this, okay? If I make my grandchild or make my grandchildren not be a part of what is accepted in the world as that's something you just do, you got to know how to work these smartphones, you got to know how, and do I make them a social idiot? Would I make them a social idiot
I can understand. That's a good question. Out there, you listen to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird and Jazzman and David Arnett Cherry. But that's a good question because how do you figure that out? Because you want them to be up and coming to make sure that they, because it is there, it's going to be there. It's going to be more technical in the next 10 years, 5 years, it's going to be high tech, more high tech. So you have to let them go with it, but then how do you have to monitor what it's all about sometimes? I guess parenting, I'm not a parent because I don't have kids out there, but, you know, So I'm not really the expert, but then how do you monitor the kids to understand that there's other things, huh?
Even a good parent will have obstacles because
the world
will allow them to do things that they can't do at the house.
Yeah.
So you cannot be on your child at all times. So what I'm saying is, if I present it here, will he be a social idiot out there? Will he be able to function with all of the other techies? Because we're making our children techies from kids, because the first thing they do, we have them, they're on the phone. I'm telling you, I'm watching my grandbabies go on this and go where she wants to go and what song she wants to see and what video she wants to see at 2. And when she tells me she wants to eat, she says, Mama, eat. So you're telling me you can technically go and it's your mind is working technically, but when you talk to me, right, she's two, she's just turned 2, she's like, Mama, eat. So she's ready to eat. But your language barrier hadn't caught up to where your mind is, because you can work a system that I might have to ask that baby, how you get it, how you go to that? How did you get to that?
That's a good question. You know, hold that question. We're going to get to some music.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to have Jazz Man and Hummingbird come back. But, I mean, this is what Hummingbird requested. So let's get into some music and then come right back, and we have some more time to talk a little bit about that. So how do you get into that? You know, we into the tech, social media thing, Organic Nation, Hummingbird, Jazz Man, and David Arnett Cherry. But we're going to play a little music because we are the Organic Nation Listening Club. So let's do this thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you. He's a friend of mine. Yes, I am. And he goes by the name Justin. Tonight, he's gonna sing a song for y'all about this girl.
Come here, right here.
Yeah, come on.
On that sunny day, didn't know I'd meet such a beautiful girl walking down the street. Seen those bright brown eyes with tears coming down.
Oh, he said to himself,
she deserves a crown.
Oh,
something right now. See, they don't do this anymore. I'm gonna sing something, and I want the guys to sing with me. They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Right. And then the ladies go, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. God sing, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? And ladies,
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you.
Feels good, don't it? Come on.
It feels like something's heating up.
Come on.
Can I leave with
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Now, ladies.
I don't know what I'm
sure
thinking about.
Good.
Anybody there? Hello? Maybe the crew left. You are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club, David Arnett Cherry, Hummingbird, the Jazz Man. They was on the line, but maybe they not on the line. I don't know. So do I have it on my own right now? That's a good question. Hummingbird, are you there? Hello? Are you there? Okay, so obviously the Jazz Man and the Hummingbird has went away. Are you there? I'm going to ask one more time. I guess not. You know, so something technical difficulties that happened and everything, and I don't know why. That's kind of incredible. They went all the way away, you know, so hopefully they call back. You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club. We just talked to Jazz Man and listened to some requests by Hummingbird and stuff like that, and that was like really nice. And I had a good week this week, and basically I got to play with David Murray, which was a great thing. And do we have you back? Are you there?
I was here the whole time. It was you guys.
Yeah, you wasn't, your signal wasn't, I didn't hear you on the air, but now you got, we got Hummingbird back, she called back.
Yeah.
Thank God. Okay, yeah, those are the pieces that you picked, you know, and Tony.
Yes, I didn't finish hearing that one. It was cut off abruptly. Did you play the whole thing, or was it me?
We only had a few more minutes and stuff, and I wanted to hear you talk and Jasmine, so I gave you. But we come back with Tony, that same song, Loving You, again for the next show and stuff like that, because we need to hear the whole tune. But I just wanted to kind of just give a little flavor of that and everything. Mm-hmm. But then I said, well, I want to hear the Hummingbird and Jasmine get back on the air, you know. Jasmine, are you here? Is Jasmine there?
Jasmine, I'm here.
Did you like that? You know, Jasmine, you know, I was listening to Justin Timberlake, and he sounds like Michael Jackson a little bit. Do you think so?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's why you like that tune?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Give me a little bit more. Why do you like it?
He didn't even know.
It had expression.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's good. You like the expression of how he expressed but I like the interaction at the end where he like got the girl saying one thing, and you can see it's almost like a concert, like if you was at a concert, and I know you've been at live performances, and so he had that interaction with the ladies and the men, or the girls and the boys, and how he, had that. You like that kind of stuff when that happens like that?
And never been.
Oh, well, we have to do something about that.
Yes, we have to. You have to go to a concert. Yeah. He's never been to one.
Yeah. So those out there, we're going to get Jasmine to go to a concert. He listened to the radio and music at home, but he hasn't been to a concert. He probably have been to live music, but,
he's been to plays. But not a concert where there's music, but he has been to plays. So we're going to have to take him out to a concert. I'm going to have to invest in a concert for Jasmine so he can see the interaction with the crowd as when they're looking and listening. Maybe one day he'll be able to see you when you perform, and he'll be able to see you play the piano, because that's his thing too. He wants to learn how to play the piano. So that would be great. He can kill two birds with one stone. See you play the piano and
I would love that. I would love that. So we're going to work on that for the Jasmine. What we stopped off at, Hummingbird, we was talking about something. And, my brain is kind of fried.
We're talking about social media and our children, and if we make them
social media. That connects. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I said that kind of connects because Jasmine hasn't been to a concert, but he's been on social media. So he's seen concerts, but he's never been there physically to see live music sometime of a live somebody who he likes or something like that. And it really affects you when you hear it live, to hear the instruments and everything like that, So it's a beautiful thing, but social media kind of keeps us where you see it, but you're not there. I don't know.
It's almost like I was saying before, they're able to connect to people and things that we, when we were their age, wouldn't have never even thought of it. It wasn't even something in our mind, because they're able to connect to social media, and social media then expose them so many vastly different things, good and bad. I'm not saying everything that they be exposed is bad, but some of the stuff may be good. But who's to decide, and how much do we want them to know? And if we allow them to just explore as much as they can, what are we raising? Because then we have somebody else has a hand in forming the thoughts and the thought process of our children. So it's a catch it's a double-edged sword, because I don't want you to know everything off of anything, but if you go out there and you deal with these people that are exposed to it and you're not, what does it socially make inept? But people don't talk about it. To be honest with you, they don't talk to each other anymore anyway. They text. There's no conversation out of
it. So it's kind of interesting in that way what you just said. I mean, there's a lot of things I can say, but I just think that I like the technology of today. I have to say I'm a tech cat, but also I think that kids should be kids sometimes and understand that, like you told me one time how you just went outdoors and put your hand in the dirt and got dirty and then climb a tree run and go out in the park or just have those kind of things. But now you see it's,
think about the fact that the older women, my generation, I'm not going to say how old I am, but I was born around the 50-something. And physically, if you look at the women from my generation, even physically, we're better kept as the younger women. And it's unfortunate. I'm not saying all. I cannot say all, because that would be stupid of me. But there are a lot more older girls that are still very well physically fit than the younger ones. So it also plays into what are we doing to our children later on when it comes to their physical attributes, not just the out, but the insides, the bones. You know, you got to get exercise for bones and stuff. You got to get, and if you're sitting in the house with a phone on social media, you're not playing, you're not climbing trees, you're not doing all the things that kids should do to form.
You're not walking, you're not going, it's a lot of stuff that, I agree with you. I mean, I look at hopscotch. The girls used to do hopscotch. Now, as weird as that game was, they was physically working and hopping over stuff, you know. I mean, that's just a simple example. Because you was out physically on the street.
We didn't have to have any. We were just playing. We were physical. Uh-huh. We were moving. We was always moving, exploring. We had adventures. We went out and did our own adventures. The world has changed so drastically. Your kids can't go out. Look, my mother used to say, "Okay, just don't let the porch light hit you. Don't let the street light hit you before you. I have to be in the yard before it got dusty dark. I knew what was up.
Yeah, I know that one.
I remember that. Don't let the street light hit you." So my thing of it, she didn't say where he was going. They just said, "Don't let the street light hit you." We were all over Houston. All over Houston. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Wow.
It was not a park. I don't think we got on a bus or we walked. It used to be a group of us. And we would walk from one side of Houston to the other. Then come back. And then we lived, and then we would go to my grandma's house, and my grandmother lived in Fifth Ward, and everybody knows what Fifth Ward is, and we lived in the bottom. So it was the hood. It was out there where it was, but we was on the tracks, and it was our paper mills. I remember doing all these things. There was no structure
and
plan.
Then you kind of like was hanging with your brothers, because you had brothers, so you was like a what they call a tom girl, a tomboy or something. But I mean, you would just like to hang out like that.
I wasn't with my brother. I was hanging out. I wasn't with my brothers. You got to understand, my mother had sisters, so they had the exact amount of kids at each other had. My mother had four. Her sister had four. Then it was about 8 or 9 of us over in that house, and there were like 3 or 4 girls, and the 3 or 4 girls would get together, and then 3 or 4 boys would get together. They split them up, and we would go do our thing, and they would go do their thing, and we'll meet in the middle sometime. you know, and play. Then we'll disperse and do it all over again. We had cousins. This is in my grandmother's house, and she had the shotgun
see,
house.
That's what I'm saying. You was active. That's what I'm saying, that you
all
would
the
run
time.
With them.
All
and,
the time.
Yeah, huh? All the time.
All
that's
the time.
What, that's what I was saying. You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club, and we almost out of time, but
we are.
We're gonna come back with this conversation. It's a great conversation. We had the jazz man showed
yes,
up
did.
To the gig today, and he shared some great information. We have Hummingbird. Any last words, jazz man or Hummingbird, before I throw on this jam, huh?
Gotta go.
I've been missing a lot of radio things from past few weeks, but I finally get to do one.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, man. That was cool. Oh, that's like, see, that's why we have the jazz man on here, because
cool.
He's a bad man. He's just not the jazz man. He's a bad man, like Muhammad Ali said. I'm a bad man. Anything, Hummingbird, you know.
Nah,
and then we're
going to
come back.
Guys,
we still got next week, huh?
That's right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great weekend.
So let's do this thing. That's all she wants to say, so we're just going
to
do it. You're listening to David Arnett Cherry and Hummingbird Organic Nation Listening Club. You know, you have to dig it to dig it.